Today, Aaron was asking me, how should I hand the time over to you or to whom?
我也没有太轻易，我就跟他说，就交给于老弟兄就好了。And
I just told him, I'll just give it to elderly brother you.
我也不晓得他在美国哪里买得到爆胆，他真的这么讲。
And I didn't realize where he got the guts and the courage to actually say those words.
你们在美国长大的孩子知道吗？那个爆胆吃的会胆子增加很多的。
The gall of the leopard, if you ate it, you'll have a lot more courage like the leopard.
现在已经买不到了，所以你们大家都很小胆，我知道。You
can't purchase that anymore nowadays, so you're all very timid nowadays.
边老弟兄因为身体比较不好，我鼓励他回去休息，因为有时差。Brother
Bien, he needed some rest physically because of the jet lag, and I told him to go and rest. I really want to thank him for coming.
他从今天早上引用了 Dr. Song 上上节的那个枪毙以后，我发现今天最多的话题就是枪毙，枪毙，枪毙，谦卑，谦卑，谦卑。
This morning in the Chinese message, our brother Bien used a particular story from Dr. Song about somebody being executed. So the words among the Chinese congregation is very rampant today about executions.
就是 humble. 谦卑跟枪毙 sounds alike.
Oh, the synonym in Chinese between being executed and being humble sounds very much alike. So everybody's confused with those two terms.
所以今天赵家叔叔跟 Peter 得了一个奖以后，我说你需要枪毙了。So
when Francis and Peter they won the prize, and we said, well, now it's time for you to be executed.
他说不用，他说我会自杀的。He
said, no, you don't have to execute me. I'll just I'll commit suicide, I'll do myself over. And it is true to humble yourself at the very highest peak is to commit suicide.
Just self-denial, you deny yourself.
When we deny ourselves and die with Christ.
感谢主。好，我们今天要继续讲我们的第二个题目。
We thank the Lord, we want to continue with the second topic of the theme.
我想我一开始的时候还是很简单的复习一下哥罗西书的精华。And
again, I want to begin very briefly go through the summary of Colossians again.
我昨天讲到整本哥罗西书四章里面分成两段，两章两章。And
I said in the book of Colossians, in the four chapters, you can be divided in two sections.
头两章讲到对基督该有的认识。The
first two sections is the first two chapters concerning the knowledge we ought to have about Christ.
第一章讲到认识他的超越，或是认识超越的基督。And
the first thing on the first chapter talks about knowing the supremacy of Christ.
第二章讲到认识他的丰满，或是认识丰满的基督。
And the second chapter talks about knowing the fullness of Christ or the Christ that is full.
对，第一章讲到他是万有的中心，他是教会的元首。
And the first chapter says that he is the first of all creation, he's the head of the church, so in all things he's at the first place.
第二章讲到基督的丰满，认识丰满的基督。
And the second chapter talks about understanding the fullness of Christ.
一方面讲到神的奥秘就是基督。
And not only does it talk about the fact that the mystery of God is Christ himself,
所积蓄的一切智慧、聪明、知识、智慧、知识都在他里头。
All the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge is hidden in Christ.
第二方面讲到神本性一切的丰富都居住在基督里面。
And then secondly, all the fullness of God dwells in Christ bodily.
所以这是我们今天要讲的题目。
And this is the theme or the topic we're going to focus on tonight.
讲到基督是一切属灵的实际。
That Christ is the reality of all spiritual things.
我知道今天下午大家运动量比平常多了一点。
I know everybody got a chance to exercise a lot more this afternoon than you usually do.
培明早上，培明弟兄早上说，这个这两天大家都不要出去玩，等到礼拜一，聚完会，如果你还有剩下的力量的话再去。
And
Brother
James is telling everybody, just you know, don't go out and play right now. We tell you if you still have some reserve energy after Monday, then go and play some more. And I look at you right now, most of you probably exhausted about 80% of your energy already.
如果你真的下午用得太多太累的话，请你睡觉不要睡太久，因为这篇信息也很重要。
And if you are exhausted, you are tired, don't sleep or doze off too long because this message is very important.
很多时候就在我们睡着的时候漏掉了很重要的信息。
A lot of times as you're dozing off, something very important is being said.
今天我们要讲到基督是一切属灵的实际。
I want to talk about the fact that Christ is the spiritual reality of all things.
有一次我到美国中部一个很大的聚会里面讲到的时候，我讲到属灵实际这四个字, spiritual reality.
When I went to the Midwest for a conference, I talked about spiritual reality.
我居然会以后有一个年长的弟兄来找我讲，他说：“余弟兄，我已经多年没有听到属灵的实际这几个字了。”
And an elderly brother came to me and said, "For many, many years, I have not heard the term spiritual reality from anyone from the pulpit."
我们慢慢忽略了这一件重要的事情。
And we begin to neglect something that is very important.
在我们来讲什么叫做属灵的实际以前，我们先讲什么叫做实际啊。
And before we talk about spiritual reality, let's talk about what reality is.
这个讲到实际的时候，就是一方面讲到真实。
And when we talk about reality, we talk about what is real and what's true.
另外一方面讲到能够actualize，能够实现出来。
And we also want to focus on the issue that it can be actualized.
就它不是一个抽象的东西。
And it is not something that is just theoretical, something far-fetched.
它也不是只是表面的东西。
It is not very superficial.
它也不是只是字句或者道理上的东西。
It is not just by words or by doctrine.
它也不是只是风闻而已。
It is not just something you hear.
它是很真实的。
It is something very real.
它是我们可以经验的。
It's something that we can experience.
它是可以实现出来的。
It's something that can be actualized in our lives.
我们可以真正去体会到它的。
And we can personally understand it.
你看抽象，你看你跟那个小家伙讲说谈恋爱，他可能不知道什么叫谈恋爱。
So it's not entirely theoretical. When you talk to some little kid and you talk about falling in love, maybe they don't understand what it means.
现在的小孩比较早熟了，我们那个年纪的小孩子，这个讲交女朋友都觉得很恶心的事情。
And kids mature a lot earlier nowadays. Back in the days when we were teenagers, we thought that was pretty disgusting thing to have boyfriend and girlfriend.
现在很小的小孩就已经对异性有兴趣了。
And now they're very, very young. They begin to find interest in the opposite gender.
你看一个人，他从来不知道什么叫恋爱。
And they don't understand what romance or love is.
等到有一天他真谈恋爱的时候，所有人都可以知道的。
Until one day he falls in love, everybody can see that he's in love.
你看他的roommate看见他平常几天不洗澡的，现在天天洗澡。
His roommate noticed all of a sudden he started taking showers where he used to go on days without showering.
他平常都闷闷不乐的，现在居然会唱歌。
And oftentimes he's just very sad to himself. Now all of a sudden he begins to sing.
有时候一个人坐在那边傻傻的，嘴巴笑起来了。
And a lot of time he sits there by himself. Alone, he's thinking, all of a sudden he starts to smile.
你就发现他进入那个经历了。
And you begin to realize he's entering to that reality, that experience.
就像以前我大学的时候，人家拿了一个，我跟你们讲过，拿一个榴莲的糖给我吃，我说我这一辈子绝对不吃这个东西。
And when I was in college, I told you guys before, somebody gave me a candy that's made from durian, and I said, I will never eat from it.
那味道不好闻，不好吃的。
And that smell and that taste, it's not a very good thing to do.
所以我跟一个，你们中间多少人没吃过榴莲？举手。
How many of you never had the fruit?
还不少哈。
But there's still quite a bit of you.
吃过的举手。
How many have eaten it?
也不少。
Wow, 50-50.
爱吃的请举手。
Those who love the fruit, raise your hand.
糟糕了。 我的竞争者不少，你也举这么高。 他举最高。 你跟一个不知道没有吃过榴莲没看过榴莲的形容榴莲
If you try to describe to someone who's never seen the fruit what the fruit is
我跟你说他绝对不能明白
I'll bet you he will never be able to comprehend or understand
你光讲那个臭臭的他已经不想听了
You say that it has this particular odor and they say oh stop
你拿照片给他看他看到是臭臭的
And you take a picture for them to see they say oh this is very ugly
所以看起来臭臭的闻闻的臭臭闻起来臭臭的 谁要吃它
It looks ugly, it smells terrible. Who would want to eat this thing?
可是等到你真正吃进去的时候, 哇, 真好吃。
And when you really take a bite, man, it is very good.
所以我们上次去新加坡的时候, 他们三个都不吃, 把我关在厕所里面一个人吃。
And when I went to Singapore, we had a bunch of co-workers, we went, none of them want the fruit, and they locked me in the bathroom to let me enjoy it all by myself.
所以难怪东南亚的人说, 乐园里面的那个绝对不是苹果, 那个是榴莲。
And the Southern Asian Christians, they says that that fruit in the Garden of Eden is not an apple, it's got to be
会为了苹果出卖主呢？他榴莲还有可能。
How could somebody sell God for an apple, but durian? That's very likely. Anybody who's never had the fruit now, you want to try it? Raise your hand. Thank you for your encouragement. I'm a very good salesman. So again, those of you who've never eaten the fruit, you don't know what it is. And 3,000 years ago, Solomon's name is called the son of wisdom. And if I tell you, go travel in time and tell him what is to ride on an airplane, do you think he can understand it? You think you're crazy. How is it that you could be in the air? So all these chairs, all these people, all the luggage is all going to be in the air at the same time. So you're flying the air, it's so comfortable. You can see the mountains, you can see the trees, you can see the rivers. He would not be able to understand it. And you bring him back into time or past time and put him in the 747. Now he understands.
弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？ 这个叫做听过跟实际是不一样的。
So to have heard of it and to experience reality, those are two different things.
我二哥的小孩很小，才几个，大概还不到一岁的时候。
My second brother, his child before he when he reached about 2 years of age.
有一次我们带他出去吃饭。
We went out to have dinner together.
那个 menu 送来的时候。
And the menu came to the table.
上面很多照片都是那个各种不同的食物。
And so the menu had a lot of pictures instead of words.
我们大人在那里看准备挑的时候。
So when we're looking at the menu, we're trying to decide what we're going to eat.
我们就看那个小家伙用指头就在 menu 上。
We see this two-year-old, he would take his finger and touch the food and try to eat it.
这个不真实，你知道吗？
That's not real.
这个是道理，这个是字句，这个叫表面。
These are doctrine, these are words, these are superficial.
弟兄姊妹，你看我这样子讲例子是讲例子，其实它都是有意义的。
I give you all these examples, but there are meanings behind these examples.
因为今天我们很多人读圣经，就跟我哥哥的小孩看menu是一样的。
And when we read the scripture today, it's no different than Samuel when he was 2 years old trying to eat food from the menu.
当然，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐，我们说我要。
In your presence is fullness of joy, your right hand is pleasure forevermore. We say, oh, that's great.
哦，我们说主说你在你们世上有苦难。
在我里面有平安，我们说主，我要。 As you have trouble in this world, but in me you will have peace. And I say, Lord, we want that.
但是弟兄姊妹，只有基督，在基督里面，它是一切属灵的实际。
But only in Christ, all these things become reality.
如果我们不在他的里面，我们是不可能的。
If we are not in Christ, none of these things are possible.
好，那我们现在要讲什么叫做属灵的实际。
So I want to now come and talk about what is spiritual reality.
那属灵的实际，比我刚才讲到这种生活里面的这种reality。
And it's a little deeper than the reality, the term that I just defined for everyone.
因为它是跟属灵发生关系。
And it has something to do with the spiritual realm.
我想为了大家熟，我们还是看几节圣经。 我们翻到哥罗西书第二章。 我讲到飞到哥罗西。
So we may be of the same mind. Let's turn to...
我最近真的发现我老了。我昨天讲666666661, 我讲成66万, 应该是6万, 结果他也被我骗了。
Our speaker is very confused these days.
我讲那个钢琴家讲成芬兰，底下也有人点头，其实是波兰。 只不过谢谢你给我的鼓励就是了。还有什么？我还错了什么？前两天有一个医护人员，我在电话里面跟他讨论我妈的事情，然后我到医院去的时候，正好碰到他。
And a few days ago, I was talking to the medical staff in the hospital concerning my mom, and then I actually got the chance to meet the person face to face.
我碰到他，我就跟他讲，我说 David, 我说 I was on the phone with you.
And I said, David, I was actually on the phone talking to you.
他说no，他说那是一个22岁的人 ，sounds like 22.
And he said, you know, I was talking to a 22-year-old.
那你这么多白头发。
You have so much gray hair.
我说 yes, I sounds like 22, then it looks like 82.
I know I sound like 22, but I look a little like 82.
结果他居然默认了，他没有跟我客气一下。
And then he had no response to that statement. It confused me.
Totally fooled me. 他说你把我给骗了。
So you fooled me completely.
所以对不起，我刚刚讲什么？第二章。
Again, Colossians chapter 2.
翻到第二章。
Come to Colossians chapter 2.
你要飞到也可以啊。
If you want to fly there, that's fly 2.
我们读第二节的后半。
the second portion of the verse.
使他们真知道神的奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在他里面藏着。好，我们读第八节，一直读到第十二节。
Verse 8 through 12.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。好，我们请读第十六节。
Verse 16.
我们就读完啊。所以不拘在饮食上，或节期、月朔、安息日，都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的影儿，那形体却是基督。不可让人因故谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺去你们的奖赏。这等人拘离在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无故的至高至大，不持定元首，全身既然靠他精竭得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学，为什么人像在世俗中活着，服从那不可拿、不可尝、不可摸等类的规条呢？这都是照人所吩咐、所教导的。说到这一切正用的时候，都败坏了。这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，用诗意崇拜，谦卑苦待己身，其实在克制肉体的情欲上毫无功效。好，我们就读到这啊。在这里我们要看见两件事情。
Here we're seeing two things.
我们也只能简单地集中在这两件重要的事情。
We can only focus on these two important things.
第一件事情在这里讲到神的奥秘就是基督。
Number one, the mystery of God is Christ.
你在这里发现到这里讲到圣经上所有所讲到这些不可拿、不可摸、不可尝等类的这些规条。
All these regulations, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
通通都不是叫人在字面上只是去守它的。
It is not just for you to put the exercise concerning the words that you read.
所以你看十六节在这里说到，他说不拘在饮食上。
And on verse 16, it says that in food or in drink,
或节期、月朔、安息日都不可以让人论断你们。
Or regarding festival or new moons or Sabbath, let no
one judge you. 他说这些不过是后世的影儿，它的本体却是基督。
Verse 17, which are the shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ.
所以你就发现，在旧约圣经里面有很多很多生活的条律，有很多的律律典章。
So in the Old Testament, you discover there are a lot of regulations and a lot of statutes by which the people is to live.
从一面来说，它好像是一个命令，是一个要求，是一些的教导。
From the surface, they are commands, there are statutes, there are teachings from the Lord.
但是它的背面全部都有更深一层属灵的意义。
But behind all those things, there's a deeper spiritual meaning.
那你会说，那为什么神要在旧约里面颁布这些呢？
You say, why would the Lord issue these things in the Old Testament?
那至少在旧约的百姓们身上，他像一个训蒙的师父，让神的百姓在一个范围里面。
And they are in the Old Testament. There are at least these decrees are like a tutor.For the people of God to keep them within the boundaries of God.
但是更重要的一个目的。
But more importantly,
就是我们等一下要讲到的加拉太书第三章说的，律法不过是一个训蒙的师父，是要把我们引到基督面前。
But Galatians chapter 3 verse 24 tells us that the laws is but a tutor that's going to lead us to Christ.
所以整个旧约这些的教导。
So all the teachings in the Old Testament.
整个旧约这些各式各样的要求。
And all of these regulations.
甚至旧约里面各式各样的节日。
And all the seasons and the celebrations,
各种的祭物，各种的侍奉
and all sorts of offerings and also all sorts of services.
它全部只是像个老师一样，它是要把我们带要带到基督面前的。
They are all like a tutor that's supposed to eventually lead us to Christ.
它好像一个 shadow 而已。
And these things are all but shadows.
And
the actual reality that forms the shadow is Christ.
So
we who are in the New Testament, we are tremendously
blessed. The
Old Testament can only come to know Christ through the shadow.
But
with face-to-face, with unveiled faces, we may behold Christ.
So we in the Bible, we see many of So
we see from the regulations of the laws and the requirements of the seasons and the celebration of the dates.
And
behind it all is telling us
something.
Something spiritual.
So concerning
seasons and dates.
你看以色列人,
and the one thing that they hold fast to is the Sabbath.
And
we know that the true meaning of Sabbath is Christ Himself.
安息日是为的人设立的,
a Sabbath is raised up for man that we may truly understand what rest is until we enter into Christ.
你就发现以色列人最紧张、最不安息的那一天就是安息日。And
you discover when you're in Israel, the one day that everyone has actually no rest is the Sabbath. Because all of a sudden on that day, all these regulations is in their mind.
In 1994,
I went to Israel.
安息日那一天进电梯的时候，我们这个里面有一个阿拉伯的小孩子帮你按电梯的。
And on the Sabbath, we went into the elevator. There was actually an Arab kid that would press the buttons for us.
因为是安息日，你不可以自己按电梯。
Because on a Sabbath day, you're not supposed even to press the button yourself.
如果你安息日想要吃热的食物的话，你安息日的前一天，礼拜五就要放在炉子上慢慢温着它。
And so, if you want something warm to eat on Sabbath, you need to keep it warm from the day before.
因为你礼拜六不能开炉子。
Because on the Sabbath, you cannot even turn on the stove.
你想要看电视看哪一个 channel, 你礼拜五晚上选好，你礼拜六不能 switch channel.
And whatever channel you want to watch on Sabbath, you better make sure the TV stays on the night before on that channel because you're not even supposed to press the remote.
你所有要跑的 errands 要做的事情最好礼拜五全部做好，因为礼拜六有安息日当走的路，最多 2 miles.
And on all the errand needs to be done before the Sabbath because regulation says that at the most you can walk on that day is 2 miles.
你就发现碰到安息日是所有犹太人守安息日的人最不安息的一天。
You discover it actually became the one day that most of the Jews who try to hold fast to it, they have no rest on that day.
他们完全忽略了真正的意义是什么。
They truly forgot and neglected the true meaning of Sabbath.
所以保罗写到哥林多的时候也说到逾越节的羊羔就是基督为我们被杀，你是指的他是指的基督来说的。
So when Paul writes to the Corinthians that the Passover lamb is being slain is pointing to Christ.
所以这些东西都是后世的影儿。And
so all these things that they've experienced, they are all shadows.
就刚才在这里讲到安息日、月朔、节期，他前面讲到无论是饮食上，
And he says whether by food or by drink.
在这里讲到无论是饮食或是节期，
or festivals.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现饮食上他们有很多的要求，最多的要求在哪一章？有没有人知道？
You know, in food and drinks, there are a lot of regulations. What particular chapter in the scripture that gives you the regulation concerning foods?
利未记第十章。
Leviticus chapter 10.
它对走兽有规定，对飞鸟有规定，对海里的鱼有规定，对这个昆虫有规定，每一样东西都规定什么可以吃，什么不可以吃。
There are very specific regulations that are spelled out concerning four-footed animals, birds in the air, fish in the sea, and even bugs that crawl. What you can eat, what you cannot eat.
弟兄姊妹，这些东西都不是表面上的意思。
Brothers and sisters, all these things, they are not just merely to be superficial on the surface.
它里面有属 有属灵的真谛在后面。
There are spiritual reasonings and spiritual implications to all these things.
但你就发现以色列人他们就光去读字句读表面。
So you find that the Israelites focus so much on the letters and they all read to the surface of things.
然后他们只在表面上去守它，没有在心灵里面去守它。
So on the letters, on the surface of it, they kept it, but they did not keep it with their heart
and intent of it. 最重要的那一部分的东西。
And they lost the essence, which is the most important.
所以我们在讲释经学原则的时候。
So when we talk about understanding the scripture, the principle.
我们说我们读整本的圣经。 经。
And when we read through the entire scripture,
我们必须要拿着基督这把钥匙。
And the key to understanding it is Christ.
读出生命，读出神永远的旨意来。
And you're able to read and understand life and the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是读圣经最重要的事情。
And this is the most important part in studying the scripture.
你必须要透过基督来读懂圣经的。
You must come through Christ to understand the word of God.
你看在路加福音24:27，当以马忤那两个门徒很灰心的下以马忤的时候
，And Luke chapter 24:27, when the two disciples they were very downtrodden as they walked to Emmaus.
主耶稣对他们那个时候只有旧约圣经。
And at the time there was only the Old Testament for the Jews, so Jesus was with them.
所以圣经上说，耶稣对他们从摩西和旧约和众先知所说的。凡是指着基督的事都对他们说了。
So Jesus concerning the writings of Moses and all the prophets that declare unto Christ, he began to teach them, expound unto them what they really meant.
所以今天很多人读圣经最可惜的一件事情就是我们读的字句我们读的表面我们读出了很多很多新的要求来。
And tragically, today when we study the scripture, we look at the surface of things, and we study and we discover there are many, many regulations.
但是我们却读不出里面真正的东西是要把基督给我们。
But we did not understand that when we start to study the scripture, we're supposed to lay hold of Christ.
所以犹太人，摩西的律法只有这么一点点。
So the laws of Moses is but this much.
但是犹大的拉比，犹太人的拉比却把律法读出了好几本，这个叫做塔勒姆，塔勒姆都是律法的要求。
But the rabbis they actually expounded on the laws of Moses and they became volumes and volumes of regulations.
增加这个，增加那个，增加这个。弟兄姊妹，神不是要这些。
They added this, they added that. This is not what God wanted.
神这边也告诉我们，这些东西让人徒有智慧之名。
And the Lord says that these things but puffs up the knowledge of men.
不过用私意崇拜。
And they only worship with their mind.
他们在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。
But concerning the indulgence of the flesh, they are useless.
因为里面没有基督。
Because in it, there is no Christ.
只有字句，只有表面，只有要求。
There are but letters, regulations, and demands of people.
今天我们新约的百姓也很容易这样子的。
But today in the New Testament, we can very easily fall in the same situation.
中国有一个成语，你不用翻，叫做这个买赌还珠啊，就是这个楚国有一个商人，他到郑国去。
And
there's
an old saying in Chinese, and it started from the story of a particular merchant. He was in a particular province. He was going to another province.
然后他就看到一个宝盒，非常漂亮的宝盒。
And he saw a very beautiful and very wonderful treasure box.
里面放着一个非常非常贵重的珍珠。
And there's a very very precious pearl that is inside of it.
然后那个价格高的不得了，面这个商人因为很有钱，他把它买下来。
And the pearl was at the state of being priceless, and because of he's very wealthy, he was able to purchase it.
他买下来以后
，and after he bought it,
原来他只是喜欢那个盒子。
All he really wanted was the box.
叫做买赌还珠啊，他就把珠子说还给那个卖方，他说这个我不带了，麻烦，还给你，拿了盒子走了。
And he bought the box and he gave the person the pearl back and said, I really don't care for the pearl, I just wanted the box.
他付的这么高的价格，大概只有5%-2%是为了盒子的，但是他却把盒子拿走，把珠子还给你。
He paid such a high price and only 2% of the price is actually accounted for the box, yet he wanted the box and he didn't want the pearl.
这个叫做无知不识货。
But this is called foolishness, not understanding what is valuable.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们就是这样。
A lot of times we aren't like that.
约翰福音第五章说，你们查考圣经，以为内中有永生。
Matthew chapter 5, it says, we study the scripture thinking that in it there is life.
主耶稣说，给我做见证的就是这经，但是你们却不肯到我这里来得生命。
And the Lord says, he who testify of me are these words, but you will not come to me to have life.
弟兄姊妹，在这里，所以讲到神的奥秘就是基督。这个奥秘跟神秘不一样哈，你不要以为讲的神是神秘兮兮的。
And here, when we talk about the mysteries of God, it's different from mysticism. It's not that God is mysterious and it's hard to understand.
神的奥秘是基督，这个奥秘说到是 the best part 或者 the most important part.
This term mysteries of God is Christ is referring to the most important, the most precious things of God.
就是神最好的那一部分，最重要的那一部分。
The best of God. The most important part is Christ.
也正是这样,
and truly it is so.
所以所有的智慧,所有的知识,真理的知识还不是指的我们天文地理人文的知识。
And all the wisdom, all the understanding and knowledge is not just merely academia.
哈巴谷书第二章说的认识耶和华的知识要像水充满洋海一样。
And just like in Habakkuk, it says, the knowledge concerning the Lord shall be that which is the water that fills the ocean.
这里讲的智慧是雅各书说上的从上头来的真智慧。
And this is the wisdom that is talked about that is from above.
所以所积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面。
And all of this wisdom is in him.
所以保罗写哥罗西书的时候，那时候面对哥罗西书。 哥罗西的圣徒面对的三个很大的挑战。
And when Paul wrote this letter to the Colossians, they faced three important, very critical challenges.
有很多希腊的哲学。
And a lot of philosophers from Greek.
有洛斯底派那种异端错误的教导。
Gnosticists, they have the wrong teaching that came into the church.
还有犹太主义这种死守律法的。
And Judaism that holds on to the law.
所以保罗整个第二章告诉他们, 你们外面有这么多的哲学,世上的理学, 有这些律法的疑问的教导。
And Paul in the second chapter talks about all the philosophies of the world, all the teachings and the regulations of the law.
但是我在这里要把神最好的,最重要的告诉你, 就是神的奥秘,就是基督。
But here I'm going to tell you the very important part, the very best part of God is Christ, the mystery of God. All the wisdom of God is encompassed in Him. If you truly know Christ, then you know the very best of God. If you know Christ, you will know what's the most important in the heart of God. And here it says that the mysteries of God is Christ. Without Christ, everything is void.
全部都是表面的。
Everything is superficial.
所以你就发现以色列人他们就在字句上争来争去。
So you discover the Israelites, they began to argue over what is saying the letter concerning the letters.
就连到了新约基督徒到了教会的时代，人还是在这里争，都是争影子。
And even in the New Testament, a lot of times you find in the churches, we still argue over what are but the shadows.
到底什么东西是真的？
What is real?
他们不在乎。
We don't care anymore.
他们反而去在乎影子。
And these individuals, they care about the shadows of things.
所以我们到很多的地方去，我们都碰到这样子的难处。
And we've gone to many places, we discover that these problems exist in the house of God.
这个有的教会老弟兄说，波饼聚会绝对不可以翘脚。
And we go to some churches, and the elderly brothers would say that during breaking of bread, you better not cross your legs.
他说因为主的桌子在这里。
Because the table of the Lord is right here.
但是别的教会,别的聚会他可以翘脚。
But all the other meetings, you can cross your legs.
就是波饼聚会他不能翘脚。
But during breaking of bread, you better not cross your legs.
所以波饼聚会他常常张着眼睛在看谁的脚翘。
So during the breaking of bread, he would keep his eyes open and look at the congregation and say who's violating the rule.
然后会后就很气的来跟我讲,弟兄,你看谁今天又翘脚了。
And then after the meeting, he would be very angry. He would come and talk to me and say, brother, you look at this so-and-so. He's crossing his leg while we're breaking bread.
你自己里面真正敬拜主,真正爱耶稣,不翘脚,我们感谢神,太好的学习。
If you truly worship God, you love God, and you want to respect God, you don't cross your leg and worship Him, praise God.
但是如果今天在教会里面,你把它当成是一个律法的要求,然后整个人被它搅扰的话,你已经失去了真正的意思。
But if it becomes a regulation in the church, and you're bothered by it so much to the point you can't worship, then you lost the essence of what's respecting the Lord.
整个波饼聚会,你的心不在主的身上,是在人的脚上。
So during the breaking of bread, your heart is no longer on God, you're looking at people's legs.
我们到中国一个地方去，我祷告完奉主耶稣的名，阿门。 他们会后说你为什么不用主导文做结束。
And we went to a particular place in China at the conclusion of the meeting. I prayed in Jesus' name and I said amen. Somebody came and asked me, how come you did not conclude your message with the Lord's Prayer?
因为你想用主导文结束很好，这是你的操练。
And if you want to conclude all your prayers in the Lord's Prayer, that's wonderful. What great exercise.
但是这个不是绝对的真理，你不要用这个东西去要求别人。
But this is not an absolute truth. You don't need to shackle anyone to it.
所以有的人在争执说你不可以举手，你一举手是灵恩派。
And it's a lot of people says, oh, you can't raise your hand during worship because now you're being charismatic.
或者你决定不能够有 worship team 在上面，这个是表演。
And you're not allowed to have many members of the worship team on the stage because now it's performance based.
不要去争影子啊，弟兄姊妹。
Don't argue over shadows, brothers and sisters.
我们要在乎真实的东西。
We need to care about what is reality, what is true.
所以有一次有一个人晚上做梦的时候，
So one time a person had a dream.
他就梦到他在一个很大很大的一个教堂里面聚会啊。
And he dreamt that he was in the midst of a very, very big congregation.
revelation.
And discover something very interesting. And the entire church was completely silent. And actually, he sees people in action, people talking, people singing, pastor getting on the stage, speaking, preaching. But yet the whole time, all he can hear is but a little girl's voice, her singing and her prayer. And everybody else that is talking, that is speaking, he could not hear the audible voice. He was very confused by this dream. And then in his dream, the messenger of the Lord appeared to him and said, because only this child is worshiping God in spirit and in truth. In the eyes of God, in the ears of God, all he can hear and see is but this little girl. Aaron 请大家假想那个，我觉得啊，那是一个很好的提醒。And Aaron gave us an opportunity to just imagine. It was a wonderful reminder at the beginning of the service.
哦，天上天使天君都在那里赞美，他们是professional。The
angels, the hosts in heaven, they're worshiping. They're professionals.
啊，我练个老半天琴还是不会弹，他们都可以弹得很好的。I
practiced for an eternity. I still can't play very well, but they play so well.
啊，我们一唱会走调的。And
when we sing, we go out of tune.
我们其实是五音不全，我们是八个音都有的。We can make notes
or melody that doesn't even exist.
但是每一次当神儿女们要唱诗的时候，神就叫众天使安静，因为他要听他的儿女。Because
every time the child of God begins to sing, he says to the host in heaven, "Silent! I want to hear my children sing."
结果在那么大的教会里面，整个各式各样的 program 跟聚会里面，只有一个小女孩的发声，神听到。So
in this great congregation, with so many things happening, so many people doing things, yet only a little girl's voice is heard.
所以主耶稣说，那真正拜父的要用心灵。
And so the Lord says, true worshippers of the Father will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
And so
we talk about the fact that we need to have a first-hand experience in knowing Jesus Christ and worshiping Him.
这里讲到，不管是读圣经也好，
whether in reading the scriptures,
读到神的要求也好，
and coming to the regulations of the Lord,
读到圣经上的应许也好，
or the promises in the scriptures,
读到神的旨意，神的启示也好，
or the will of God, the revelations of God,
我们都一定要在基督的里面来接受它。
We need to receive them all in Christ.
不然的话，对我们来说是字句，是要求。
Otherwise, they're just regulation, they're just letters of the law.
对我们来说是理想，是这个高言大志而已。
It's but a dream, but far-fetched thoughts that is not tangible.
我们并没有真正活出它来。
We haven't really lived it out.
所以你看到以色列人当这个四世纪第五章，
Judges
四世纪第五章，当底波拉带着巴拉要来跟这个迦南人征战的时候，
and when Deborah was taking Barak to fight against the Canaanites,
这个西布伦人啊，拉弗他利人都跟着巴拉冲下山去打仗，
and the Hebrons and they all went with Barak and they rushed down the hills into battle.
圣经上说他们都是拼命赶死的人，
and these are people who pursued relentlessly.
为着神的荣耀，为着神家的兴亡，为着神的百姓，他们把命都摆出来。
For the glory of God, for the people of God, they lay down their lives. They're willing to lay down their lives to pursue.
但是圣经上就讲到在流遍支派，
and then it says the tribe of Simeon.
Reuben. 那个流遍支派，他们在那个流遍的溪水旁，在羊圈里面，他们听着笛子的声音。
And they were by the stream. They heard with their sheep, and they heard the sound of the flutes.
圣经上形容他们的时候，说到他们心中是定大志。
And the scripture, when it mentioned this, the people of this particular tribe said,
设大谋的人，
they have great hearts, they have great plans.
Oh, 他们有很多的方法，很多的策略。
They have a lot of device as to what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it.
他们可以高谈阔论，应该怎么打仗，应该怎样勇敢。
They can talk about everything. They say how you need to do battle, how you need to be courageous.
当别人在那里冲下山拼命赶死的时候，他们在溪水旁，在羊圈里面听着笛子的声音，他们高谈大论。
But when the other tribes are rushing down down the hill in fierce battle, yet they're sitting by the stream, just talking and listening to music.
弟兄姊妹, 这个叫做不真实。
And this is what is not reality.
这个叫做没有真实。
And this is an absence, void of reality.
所以以前有一个妹妹对她哥哥说, 哥哥你是我碰到的人里面最爱干净的人。
And so younger sister once said his older brother and says that you're the cleanest person that I've ever met.
哇,他哥哥听到还很高兴,真的吗?
His older brother was so delighted when he heard those words. He said, really?
哇,他是真的吗?
He said, really?
他妹妹说是啊。
The little sister said, yeah.
他说,我看你什么事情都推得一干二净。
He says, everything that has been asked of you to do, you pushed it off to someone else.
人家来找你做这个做那个,通通都推得一干二净。
And everybody who asked you to do something, you cleaned it off your plate and said, someone else do it.
这最爱干净的人。
And he is actually the cleanest person.
弟兄姊妹,我们要在这里看见神的奥秘是基督,所有的智慧,知识,
When we talk about the mystery of God is in Christ, it talks about all the wisdom of God is hidden in Christ.
要认识神的旨意是什么,要透过基督。
To know what the will of God is, you need to know it through Christ.
要能够明白神真正给我们的应许和祝福是什么,要透过基督。
To understand the promises of God and that God has for us, we need to know it through Christ.
要真正能够活出基督徒该有的样式,要透过基督。
And to be able to live out the reality of a Christian life, you need to do it through Christ.
因为神把这一切都放在基督里面。
Because God has placed all of it in Jesus Christ.
不光天下人间没有别的人可以,别的名是我们可以靠着得救。
Not only are there no other name by which we may be saved under heaven,
有没有别的任何的方法让我们可以明白神,可以经历神,可以享受神给我们的祝福?
There are no other ways for us to know God, to experience God, and to enjoy the blessings of God.
第二方面,
and secondly,
第二方面他讲到神本性一切的丰富都在基督里面。
It says, in Christ dwells the fullness of the Godhead.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的在基督里。
And all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in Christ.
他说我们在他里面也得了这丰盛。
And it also says that we are also complete in Him.
昨天我们读, 哥罗西书第一章的时候, 一章十九节也说到神喜欢叫一切的丰盛在基督里面。
And chapter 1 verse 19, it says that it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell.
所以我们在这里要讲到一件很重要的事情。
And here we want to talk about something very important.
就是神的祝福绝对不在基督以外。
And that all the blessings of God are in Christ.
神一次完全而且永远的把他所有的祝福都给了我们。
Once and complete, God has given all of His blessings to us.
第一个, 以弗所书第一章第三节告诉我们,
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 tells us,
神曾经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
And God has given us all the spiritual blessings to us in the heavenly places in Christ.
也许在明天的信息里面我就会告诉你, 连天上各样属灵的福气也都是讲的基督来说的。
And every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is also concerning Christ.
而且他已经告诉我们这是一个现在完成事, 是神已经给了。
And this is something that God has already blessed us with.
你不需要再去跟神要的。
You don't need to ask of it anymore.
已经在了。
It's already there.
你说主我缺少平安。
You said, Lord, I lack peace.
神说我早就给过你, 不要再跟我要。
God has already given you peace. Don't ask for it anymore.
所以有个弟兄讲得很好, 你再去跟神祷告, 要什么的,
So if when you pray to God and ask for anything anymore,
他会神说, 我已经一无所有了, 我已经给穷了, 没有东西了。
And God's response would be, I'm completely emptied out. I've given everything I can give.
因为他说我们的神是批发商, 不是零售商。
Our God is a wholesaler. He's not a retailer.
他一次, 完全而且永远的把所有的都给我们。
Once and for all and completely, He's given us everything.
天上各样属灵的福气都给了。
All the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
然后我们刚刚读的第二章第九节, 他本性一切的丰富也给了。
And then it says all of His nature of the Godhead has been given to us.
然后昨天我们读的, 神让这一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
And then we read yesterday that all of this fullness is in Christ.
所以你知道什么叫做 spiritual reality?
So what is spiritual reality?
你想要平安吗? 基督就是平安。
If you want peace, Jesus Christ is peace.
你要喜乐吗? 基督就是喜乐。
You want joy, Christ is joy.
你说你需要生命的粮食。
You say, I want spiritual food.
神不是说借着基督把生命的粮食给你。
It's not that God through Christ would give you spiritual food.
基督自己就是我们生命的粮食。
Christ Himself is your spiritual food.
你要发现圣经上讲到这些的东西, 我们原来以为是美德的东西。
And every time we think about these blessings, we think about virtuous things.
其实它都是指的一个 living person.
But it's always pointing to a living person.
神说我把我的平安给你。
God says, my peace I give unto you.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个平安好像一个东西一样哈。
It sounded like a something that God's given us.
其实他就是把基督给我们。
But in the actuality, it is Christ that has been given to us.
你有了基督，基督遇见了基督，你就得到平安。
If you met Christ, you have peace.
你遇到了基督，你就是满了喜乐。
If you met Christ, you're full of joy.
你说我想要压制，不可以再上网去看不该看的东西。
And you said, I'm going to restrain myself. I'm going on the internet to see the things I'm not supposed to see.
给我圣洁，给我圣洁。
Lord, give me holiness. Lord, give me holiness.
你怎么祷告，圣洁不会来的。
It doesn't matter how you pray, holiness does not come.
你碰到耶稣，圣洁就在了。
But when you meet Jesus, you touch Jesus, holiness is there.
让你压制我，不可以看。不可以看，你碰到基督，你根本连想看都不会看。
You restrain yourself, but the moment you meet Jesus, you won't even want to go see it anymore.
你说我不可以发脾气。
You said I shouldn't be mad, I shouldn't be angry, I should hold my temper back.
你碰到了基督。
But once you meet Jesus,
你碰到了活的 living person, 一个活的人。
You meet the living person, the living Christ.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你的脾气自然不在了。
The anger by nature falls off.
所以我上次跟你讲，我为着那个不讲理，这个欺负我的那个同事，我气得像个气球胀得这么大，对不对
？And I shared with you at one time when I was still working in the secular world, my colleague mistreated me, and I was so angry, I blew up like a balloon.
我用我自己努力说，哎呀，原谅他，原谅他，我就好像在慢慢放弃。
And I kept telling myself, forgive him, forgive him, and then this balloon began to shrink.
然后我一想起他刚才那副嘴脸，我的气又涨起来。
And the moment I picture his face, all of a sudden I swelled up again.
哎呀，我觉得哎呀，基督徒大人不以小人过，又放了一点。
And I said, I'm a Christian, I'm the better man, so I'm going to let him go.
然后一想他怎么可以欺负中国人，这种族歧视，哇，我又涨起来。
And then I thought, oh, how did he mistreat me because I'm Chinese? He's racist, and I got so mad again.
弟兄姊妹，我就这样一张一缩，一张一缩。
So I deflated, I inflated, I deflated, I inflated again.
I love you. 这叫够味。那个，我讲到哪 ？OK。弟兄姊妹，你真的遇见主，他就进来了。
But when we really meet Jesus, He comes in.
你看我开刀以前，那次15个小时手术以前。怎么祷告说主啊主啊我信靠你了我信靠你了
And before I had that 15 hours of surgery I prayed and I prayed Lord I'm going to trust in you I'm going to trust in you
啊，我对自己讲道我说主你是全能的神在你没有难成的事情我可以把一切重担卸给你
And I said Lord you're the almighty God Nothing is impossible with you I could give all my trials to you
我祷告完好一点
And after I prayed, I did feel better.
我一转身去做别的事情，可能洗碗，可能走路，突然一下子那个害怕来了，那个恐惧像火箭一下进来，我又垮掉了。
The moment I turned, began to wash dishes, all of a sudden, fear like fiery darts entered my heart, and I slipped again.
我就想起医生说的 ，What if 他所说的真的发生了，我的嘴巴被切歪了，或是我就死掉了，活不过来了。
And the doctor of course gave me the worst news. And what if what he said does come true that he would sever my nerves, that my lips would be crooked, or I would actually die on the table?
哦，弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这个平安像挤牙膏一样，一下有一点，一下挤不出来。
And this peace is like squeezing a toothpaste. Sometimes I could get it out, sometimes I can't.
可是当我最后跟主那样子 totally surrender， 我说主，我没办法。I need you.
And then the moment came. I completely surrendered to the Lord and I said, Lord, I need you.
Oh, 主耶稣，我需要你，我真的需要你。
Lord Jesus, how I need you.
当我在里面一碰到主的时候。
And when I met the Lord.
那个平安就来了。
Peace came.
他把那出人意外的平安，这是一个活的人。
The peace that surpasses my understanding, the living person.
他不是一个感觉，他不是一个心理作用，他不是一个安慰的道理。
It's not a feeling, it's not just a reaction inside of me or a way that I'm supposed to react.
而是你遇见了活的耶稣啊。
But I met the living Jesus.
哎呀，我们读圣经说啊，我要找亮光，我这个礼拜要带查经。
And we study the scriptures, and I said, Lord, we need some light because I got to lead Bible study.
我上次已经带砸了，被英英骂了。
And I messed it up last time, and Sister Ying Ying scolded me.
你怎么不好好预备呢？
How come you didn't prepare?
主啊，你看我这礼拜又忙成这样，我又没有好好预备啊！你给我一点亮光。
So this week I've been so busy, I didn't really have time to prepare. So Lord, give me some light.
哦，我们在这里东翻资料，西翻这个上网到处找。
So we go through our concordances, we go through the internet, we try to find all sorts of information.
哎呀，这个不错，这个不错，那个例子也不错，我们就这样凑。
Oh, this is very good. That's a great example.
然后第二天带的时候，带完以后就好像吃的死苍蝇，吃的死老鼠一样。
And then the next day you led Bible study, it felt like you just ate a fly. It's just miserable inside.
又搞砸。 了。
I messed it up again.
不要说连英英不敢看，连赵家都不敢看
他。I dare not even look at 英英 Francis. I can't even look at him in the eye.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是这样子耗着，这样服侍，好辛苦。
And we serve like this, and it's just terrible. It's so exhausting.
所以我从小的教会里面常常流行一句话，就是得到亮光，找到亮光。
And so one particular phrase that was very popular is to lay hold on the light, to be enlightened.
我大了才晓得亮光不是我们找的啦。
And then when I got older, I come to realize it is not that something that I can search for.
在外院，亮光是天然的，是大自然自然有的。
When you're outside in the courtyard, the light is there. It's very natural.
进到圣所，亮光是从金灯台来的。
When you go into the holy place, the light comes from the lampstand.
进到至圣所，在幔内。
And the holiest of holies.
已经完全没有自然的光，没有人工的光，没有任何的光。
Behind the veil, there is no natural source of light.
唯一的光就是在二基督伯在施恩座上神荣耀所发的光辉。
The only light that comes is the glory of God that shines between the mercy seat at the cherubim.
那是一个 divine encounter, 一个神圣的相会。
That is a divine encounter.
你碰见主了。
Now you met the Lord.
神经活了。
And now you're alive.
你碰见主了。
You met the Lord.
生命的粮自然在我们里面。
The bread of life is in us now.
我们不是要去得粮，我快饿死了，主给我粮食。
It's not that I'm hungry. God, I need food. God, I need food. We're searching for food.
你碰到主你就饱了。
When you met God, you met Jesus, you're full.
弟兄姊妹，喜乐也是这样，敬拜也是这样，祷告也是这样。
Brothers and sisters, joy is like this. Worship is like this. Prayer is like this.
你把祷告当作一个金钱的要求，你做得很辛苦的。
Prayer becomes some means of godliness. It's something very hard for you to do.
可是正像我上礼拜讲的，这个。每次相逢为我心思。
And we spoke last a few Sundays ago. Every time I meet with God, it just warms my heart.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真正遇见主的时候，
And when we really meet the Lord,
那是大不一样。
It's greatly different.
一切天上属灵的福气，一切圣经上所应许的好处，通通在基督里面被 actualized.
All the blessings of the heavenly places, all the promises in the scripture, they are now actualized.
他是我们属灵的实际。
He is the reality of all spiritual things.
没有基督就不可能有神的祝福。
If there's no Christ, there is no blessings from God.
没有基督就没有一个应许在我们身上是是的。
If there is no Christ, then nothing of the promises of God can be a reality in us.
所以哥林多后书第一章讲得这么好，神的应许无论有多少在基督耶稣里都是是的，借着他也都是实在的。
And 2 Corinthians it tells us that no matter how many promises that are in the Lord, in Christ, they are all yes, and they are reality.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是要在这里死守律法。
And we are not here upholding the law.
我们也不是在这里苦苦追求。
And we are not bitterly pursuing something.
哎呀，我们要追求这个，要追求这个，要追求那个，要追求那个。
We need to go after this. We got to go after that. We got to go after that.
我们只有一件事情追求基督。
There's only one thing we need to do. That is pursue Christ.
我们只有一件事情要遇见基督。
There's only one thing to meet Christ.
在基督里面，神本性一切的丰富。都有形有体的居住在基督里。
In Christ, all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily.
当你真遇见他的时候，
And when you truly meet him,
那些东西是自然出来的。
All those things that you long for, they come naturally.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters,
为什么我们跟人家传福音的时候，
Why is it that when we share the gospel to someone,
我们会告诉人家，你要先得到，你才可能达到。
And we always tell people, you need to lay hold of it first before you can reach something or obtain something else.
你需要先得着基督，得到救恩，你才可能活出救恩的要求。
And you have to be able to lay hold of Jesus Christ, then you can live outthe requirements of the salvation of Christ.
你才能达到圣经那有福的境界。
And you can reach the blessed realm of what is mentioned in the scriptures.
你需要先成为，你才可能有行为。
And you need to be what you need to be, then you can do what you're supposed to do.
哦，翻译得太好了。你真的需要先成为那样子，成为神的儿女，成为基督徒。
You need to be a child of God, you need to be a Christian first.
你才可能活出基督的样式来。
Then are you able to live what Christ wants you to live?
但是今天关键是，连我们基督徒虽然传福音是这么传。
A lot of times, the sad thing is, we ask Christians when we share such truth,
连我们自己也这么活。
And we live the same way they do.
所以保罗写到加拉太书，他真的着急了。他说：“无知的加拉太人啊！”
So when Paul wrote the letter to the Galatians, he said, "Oh, foolish Galatians!"
我今天如果跟大家说你真是无知，我看你们大家都气我气死了。
And if I look at you and I say, "Oh, you foolish so and so," I think you'd be mad at me.
保罗急到一个地步，爱他们爱到一个地步，他说：“无知的加拉太人啊！”
But Paul was so worried, he was so urgent. He said, Galatians, you are so foolish.
你们既然从圣灵入门，还要靠肉身成全吗？
You've entered by the Spirit, now you want to fulfill it through the flesh?
他说你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的，难道果真是徒然的吗？
Have you suffered in vain? Is it truly in vain?
哦、弟兄姊妹我们一定要在圣灵的里面一定要在基督的里面来承受这一切
的 Brothers and sisters, we need to be in Christ to lay hold of all these realities
不然我们都只是做出来的
all other than, apart from that we're just trying to live it out on our own
我们不是活出来的、
we did not live it out naturally from what's in us
看今天早上这个边波波他只是边老弟兄哈他讲的例子讲谦卑
Brother Bian this morning he was talking about humility humble, being humble
那谦卑真的很难
It is a hard thing to do
因为这个大概是盖恩夫人说，说到骄傲是最后死去的罪。
Madame Guillen said that the last sin that is to die is pride.
你要一个人谦卑不骄傲，那真的是很难。
You want a person not to be prideful, to be humble, it is a hard thing to do.
要懂得想要谦卑的人已经是不错了。
As someone who wants to be humble, that's pretty good already.
有的人是主动的追求别人的夸奖的。
And some people actively pursues the praise of others.
所以 Mark Twain。马克吐温、哦、上次 他好像翻不出来 Mark Twain 说他说一句夸奖的话可以让我支持三个月
And Mark Twain says a word of praise can sustain me for about 3 months
赵佳你上次什么时候说的
Francis when was the last time you said
杨俊上次什么时候说的我们要常常讲夸奖讲鼓励的话
When did you say the last time you say words of praise and words of thanksgiving?
以前美国国务卿Kissinger 他有一次在演讲的时候
And Kissinger once he was giving a speech.
底下很多人都给他鼓掌。
And everybody was applauding for him.
这个他讲到一半，他只好停下来。
And so in the middle of his speech, because of the applause, he had to stop.
他说：“你们这么多的掌声，要我不骄傲，真的是很困难的事。”
He said, "It is very difficult for me not to be prideful in the midst of all these applause."
那这也是真话。
And this is true.
弟兄姊妹，谦卑，你要装好，要学，都学不出来的。
And if you want to be humble, you want to learn to be humble, it's something hard for you to do.
我想今天早上边老弟兄的例子真的是很好，他真是很谦卑，对不对
？Brother Bian, you can see that he's a very humble person.
但是你看你这么谦卑的人，他里面还是会一样被这些东西困扰的。
And such a humble person, he talked about the struggles that he has in being humble.
那穆安德烈讲到真实的谦卑是你因为真正认识自己而 deny 自己
And Andrew Murray says that true humility is when you really realize who you are and then you deny yourself
真实的谦卑是因为我们真正是基督而我们在他面前完全的降卑
And true humility comes from the fact that we truly know who Christ is and then we know we need to humble to that
如果你只是用道理来说要谦卑要谦卑如果不谦卑就会败坏、这个骄傲在败坏以前你都用道理的话它没有用的
So if you just tell someone to be humble all becauseDoctrinal reasons, and you know, if you don't, you're not humble, you're going to be worse and worse.
那你看，我们讲到聚会里面，聚会要活。
And it just wouldn't work. And when we talk about in our meetings, we need to be alive.
你看我试过多少次，我说你们要活，要活，要活，那到时候你们也死，我也死。
And I keep telling everybody, hey, you need to be alive. You need to be alive. And ends up all of you are dead, and I'm dead too.
你看我要求了这么多年，20年来，我们的祷告会常常还是很死，对不对
？20 years, I required of everybody in our prayer meeting, everybody be alive, be alive. It's better now, but it's been a struggle.
没有用。
It's useless.
大家都用老母鸡的生命，怎么飞得起来呢
？And everybody used the life of a chicken. How can you actually soar in the air?
那老母鸡怎么飞起来就掉下来了
？It doesn't matter how hard she tries. She's going to land on the ground.
但是我们里面有另外一个生命，叫做鹰的生命，属天的生命。
In our life, there is a different life source. That's the life of an eagle that allows us to soar.
那就是基督啊。
That is the life of Christ.
这四活物四个脸面，鹰讲到基督的超越，基督的属天。
The four living creatures, the face of the eagle speaks of the heavenly life, the soaring, the surpassing life.
你再累再疲倦，甚至有时候我头痛得不得了，但是一碰到主，力量就来了。
No matter how tired, how exhausted you are, the moment you meet the Lord, strength comes.
弟兄姊妹，这个都不是道理，不是要求，不是责任可以带到的。
These are not doctrines. These are not requirements that could come and be imposed upon us, and will come.Come to be.
它是我们一切属灵的实际、啊。
But the reality of all spiritual things.
还有什么？你看看我们讲到神的同在。
Anything else we can talk about? When we talk about the presence of God.
你在那里感觉，哎，为什么我没有？他们都有。
And you're there. You say, "How come I can't sense the presence of God?" But Yet other people, they seem to have it.
尤其有一些人跟你形容的，哇，这个天花乱坠，哇，触电了，哇。
And people would describe it as like electricity.
啊，被打倒了。
Well, I'm slayed. I'm knocked over.
啊，这个控制不住，哭起来了。Well, 你说我怎么都没有。
I lost self-control. I just start crying.
所以我们每次聚会，我们都很 frustrated.
So we're very frustrated every time we go to a service.
你看他们都有，为什么我没有？
Because everybody has these feelings, and I don't.
你看他都有了，他是我带得救的。
Even him, I led him to Christ, and he hasn't.
哇，他被人家一按手崩倒下去，我从来都不倒的。
Somebody lays hand on me, he falls over. I never fall over.
啊，弟兄姊妹，神的同在难道是这样子来的吗？
Is that how you lay hold of the presence of God?
神的同在不是凭感觉来的。
The presence of God is not by feelings.
神的同在是一个事实，你要用信心接受，要在信心里面进入的。
The presence of God is in reality through faith, and you enter it by faith.
基督的名字叫以马内利，他就是把神的同在带给我们了。
The name of Christ is Emmanuel, means God with us. The presence of God is with us.
你相信也好，不相信也好。
Whether you believe it or you don't believe it.
你有经历也好，你没有经历也好。
Whether you feel it, you experience it or not.
你想要也好，你不想要也好。
Whether you want it or you don't want it.
他的同在永远不改变的。
His presence will never change.
你可以死掉的，他还是同在的。
You can die, his presence still endures.
天地可以改变的，他还是同在的。
Heaven and earth can pass away, his presence still endures.
他说我永远与你们同在，他怎么说就是怎么成就的。
He said, until the end of all time, I will be with you. This is what he said, and it will be.
所以我们就是要用信心来进入的。
So by faith, we enter in.
摩西为什么能够伟大？
Why is Moses so great?
他为什么能够胜过世界？
Why is it that he's able to overcome the world?
哦，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
And he saw the suffering of Christ more precious than the treasures of the world.
宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，也不愿意享受这个最终之乐。
And he rather suffer with the people of God than to enjoy in the indulgences of sin.
他为什么那么勇敢？
Why is he courageous?
因信离开埃及，不肯称为法老之子。
By faith to leave Egypt and not to be called the son of the Pharaoh.
圣经上告诉我们，因为他如同看见那不能看见的神。
Because the scripture says that he saw the invisible God.
他 actualized 神的同在。
He actualized the presence of God.
By faith.Not by sight.
By faith and not by sight.
不是因为他看见。
It's not because he saw something physically.
不是因为他这样感觉到了。
Because it's not because he felt something.
他如果有看见什么，如果他有感觉什么，是因为他在信心里面先进入了。
If he saw something, if he felt something, it's because by faith he entered in first.
他如同看见那不能看见的神。
He saw the invisible God.
弟兄姊妹，我们真相信吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you truly believe?
我们真相信，我相信我们里面会常常会有遇见神的喜乐 ，surprise.
If you truly believe, oftentimes you will have this joy of encountering God.
今天早上于师母讲的雅各书四章八节，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Sister Nancy shared this morning that as we draw near to God, God will draw near to us.
我们的心几次转向主，怕是几次就出去了。
Whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
我们就可以敞着脸见着主的荣光。
With unveiled faces, we can behold the glory of God.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得到自由了。
Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
The Son of God sets us free, then we are free indeed.
你发现所有的 spiritual reality 全部都在基督里面。
You discover all these things, the spiritual reality is in Christ.
你碰着的基督，你就碰着了他。
If you lay hold of Christ, you lay hold of all things.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在亲近神的时候
，Brothers, so when you draw near to God,
我们整个的心思、意志、情感、学习来转向他。
Your heart, your mind, your soul, your emotion, your will turn to the Lord.
啊，哥罗西书三章为什么告诉我们要用？各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在我们心里面。
So Colossians chapter 3 says that with all knowledge and wisdom lay hold of the fullness of God and keep it in our hearts.
因为当你亲近神的时候，你可以用主的话在这里用这个心思把主的话带出来。
So because when you draw near to the Lord, your mind can meditate on the word of God.
然后我们的用我们的爱，用我们的情感来回应我们的心思，让我们想到神的美善，我们就赞美他。
And with your love, with your emotions, respond to your thoughts, your mind, in terms of how good He is, and we praise Him.
想到他的恩惠，我们就感谢他。
We think about His loving kindness, and we thank Him.
我们看见他的美丽，我们就情感来爱慕他。
And we begin to see His beauty, all of our emotions, we just adore Him.
我们看见他的丰富。 We
see his fullness and we tell Jesus, Jesus, we need you.
我们看见他的圣洁，我们就在他面前匍匐，向他认罪。
We see his holiness and we prostrate and we repent of who we are.
啊，我们的意志来降服他所有的要求。
And our will would come under all of his desires.
弟兄姊妹，在基督里面。真的就是以马内利。
So, brothers and sisters, in Christ, it is Emmanuel.
在基督里面，我们就享受了神曾经在他里面给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So, in Christ, we've already experienced all the blessings in the heavenly realms.
啊，我们在基督里面，我们也真正享受他本性一切的丰富。
We experience the fullness of all the nature of God.
他的良善，他的美德，他的爱，他的光明，他的圣洁，他的公义，他的能力，哎呀，随便你准备翻几个就好了。
His goodness, his kindness, his light.
弟兄姊妹，他是我们属灵的世界。
He is our spiritual reality.
我们希望在主的面前大家一起来珍惜。
And we pray that we would treasure it in the Lord.
你看我们讲舍己
and when we talk about denying ourselves,
要忍耐忍耐要舍己那 很辛苦的
okay, endure and endure, deny yourself,、
哦、要背十字架每一个人脸上都很苦
pick up your cross and we all look so bitter
那多少人把十字架跟苦难画一个等号我跟你说 no
so many times we take the cross, we put an equal sign next to suffering, that is wrong
你们 ABC 会不会写中国的苦字
And all of you who are American-born Chinese, do you know how to write the letter bitter in Chinese?
三个 cross 压在一个口，压在嘴巴上。
There is the form of three crosses on top of the word mouth. You're bitter, but you can't speak it.
你有三个十字架压着你嘴巴，苦的都说不出来。
And there are three crosses that's holding you, weighting you down, that you can't even utter anything.
哦，所以我们每次背十字架的时候都很苦哦，很远人家就闻到我们身上有焦味。
So when we pick up our cross and follow the Lord, we are all bitter, and from far away, somebody can smell the scorching in our lives.
有人说你住在二楼背十字架，楼下的人都知道，因为你脚步好沉重。
And some people say that when you bear your cross, when you live on the second floor, everybody on the first floor knows because they can hear it in your footsteps.
然后天天唱的歌都是十字架的道路要牺牲。
And every day you sing, the way of the cross is for me to sacrifice.
但是你看但以理跟三个朋友进到火窑的时候，身上一点焦味都没有。
But Daniel and his friends, when they heard about the furnace,when they went into the furnace and came out, there is no scent of being scorched. All the fetters that kept them bound, they were all loose. And yet the Son of Man is walking in the midst of it with them. So when we truly meet Christ,
you see?
If you understand Chinese characters, that's what we talked about.
简体也一样是吧？没有少一个十字架。弟兄姊妹当你真遇见主的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we truly meet the Lord,
原谅我说我们不是是自找苦吃或是自虐狂
It is not that we're looking for suffering and we long suffering.
真实的十字架一定带进复活
True cross will always bring about resurrection.
真实的十字架一定得着基督
The real cross will always allow us to lay hold of Christ.
真实的十字架一定给人带来祝福
The real cross will always bring about blessings to others.
当我们不认识这些的时候
When we do not understand these things,
我们只把十字架当作受苦，只当作人对我们的要求
We treat the cross as suffering, as requirements from others.
所以我上次讲过 说有一个 农场的主人有一天对他家的养了好几年的鸡啊。
And so there was a farmer, he concerning the chicken that he had raised for many, many years.
他说对不起哈，我明天要把你宰了，因为有好朋友从远方来，没有东西招待他，只好宰了你。
He started talking to the chicken. He says, tomorrow I'm going to have to kill you because my friend is coming from afar and we have nothing to eat and you're our only food source.
没想到第二天一早起来，这个主人去找鸡的时候，发现鸡已经吃毒药自杀了。
And then when the farmer went to find the chicken the following morning, they discovered that the chicken committed suicide by taking poison.
跟赵家一样，不用枪毙就自杀了。
It's just like Francis, you don't need to execute him, he will commit suicide.
他留了一个字条。
And the chicken left a suicide note.
他说我告诉你。
He said, I'm telling you.
老子也不是好惹的。
You can't mistreat me like this.
你想吃我，连门都没有。
You want to eat me? Forget it.
所以很多的时候我们背十字架，所有的人都跟着一起受苦。
So a lot of time when we pick up our cross, everyone else suffers with us.
你想占我便宜，连门都没有。
You want to take advantage of my cross? Forget it.
哇，我们八个人住一间，你为什么睡窗边最舒服的环境？
The eight of us in the same room, why are you sleeping right next to the window, the coolest spot?
我就故意睡你楼上，我半夜让你不能睡觉。
I'm going to sleep right above you, so you're not going to get a wink this whole night.
我故意翻身，故意打鼾，故意怎么样？
I'm going to toss and turn, I'm going to snore like a king.
Thank you. 对，我们常常都是不好惹的。
A lot of times people, you know, we're not easily mistreated.
我们虽然不跟他争，不跟他吵，可是我们满脸臭脸。
We won't fight, we won't argue with them with words, but you can see it in our facial expression.
啊，被安排到那个宿舍，虽然不敢说，但是整天臭脸。
And we've been assigned to that particular room, we don't want to complain, but our face shows it.
啊，人群居然叫我去扫厕所。
And yet, our brother Nanchun tells me to go clean the bathroom.
不好意思不答应，只好OK，没问题，没问题，一肚子气。
I can't say no, but okay, I'll go, but I'm just so angry.
弟兄姊妹，这种都不是真十字架。
This is not the real cross.
真实的十字架一定带进复活，带进基督。
The real cross always brings about resurrection, always bring forth Christ.
真实基督里的十字架经历一定带进复活。
The true experience of the cross always brings about resurrection.
我没有时间讲的，所以你看第二章举的两个例子，一个讲受割礼，一个讲受浸，一个是旧约的，一个是新约的。
And so I don't have much more detail to elaborate on the cross, but the second chapter talks about circumcision and baptism. One is of the new Old Testament, one is of the new.
你看犹太人这么死守，这么在乎行割礼。
And the Jews hold so fast to circumcision.
连当基督徒了都说你可以信耶稣，但是要行割礼。
And even the Christian at the time, they said, you could be a Christian, but you still need to be circumcised.
但是保罗说呢，真正的割礼是在基督里的这个行的所行的，非人手所行的割礼。
And Paul says, the true circumcision, or the circumcision that is done in Christ, not by the hands of man.
乃是基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And that the circumcision of the flesh that Christ has done for us.
听到了没有？不是外面人手所行的割礼。
It is not something that man has done outwardly.
Spiritual reality 是基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
And the spiritual reality is that Christ has circumcised us from the lust of the flesh.
这是旧约犹太人最在乎的就是行割礼。
And the Jews hold so dearly to circumcision.
新约大家最在乎的就是受浸。
The New Testament, everybody cares so much about baptism.
哎呀，受浸不是只是一个仪式，让你下去上来，然后有人送花给你。
A baptism is not just formality where you get dunked in the water, you get up, somebody give you pretty flowers.
它是与基督同死，与基督同复活。
It's to symbolize that you are buried with Christ and you are resurrected with Christ.
从此以后，一举一动有新生的样式。
From this point forth, all that I am is the likeness of Christ.
你就发现圣经里面 everything 都讲到基督了。
You discover everything in the scripture talks about Christ.
律法的要求、礼仪要求、节期、饮食，所有的东西都讲的基督。
The requirements, the festival, the doctrines, everything talks about Christ.
所以我们知道律法不过是训门的师傅把我们带到基督面前。
Again, we know that the law is but a tutor that leads us to Christ.
只有基督是真实的。Only
Christ is real.
只有基督是神所要的。
Only Christ is what God wants.
而另外一方面，也只有在基督里，我们能够真正的享受基督徒的福分。
And from the other perspective, only in Christ can we truly enjoy the blessings in the Lord.
我们也只有在基督里面，我们才能够活出神所要的。
Only in Christ can we live out what God really wanted.
所以 Christ alone.
Christ alone.
一切都在基督里才是真实的。
And everything in Christ, and then it becomes real.
从神来的应许，来的真理，来的恩典，来的要求，才会在我们身上是真实。
All the promises, all the truth, all the requirements from the Lord then becomes real.
不光从神来的，在基督里才真实。
Not only are they real when they come through Christ from God,
所有我们向着神去的，也只有在基督里才真实。
Everything that we're ushering before the Lord, bringing forth before God, only in Christ are they real.
我们的侍奉，我们的敬拜，我们的奉献。
Our services, our worship, our offerings, only then are they real.
为什么我们说只要跟基督发生关系就是大事？
And that's why when we say anything that has to do with Christ is a big thing.
因为只有在基督里一切才算数。
Because only in Christ are these things counted.
只有在基督里一切才真实。
Only in Christ are they real.
就好像各式各样的电器。
Just like all sorts of electronic gadgets.
它如果不在电的里面，它没有功用，它失去了功用。
If they are not plugged into the power source, they cannot function.
灯不会亮。
The light will not shine.
吸尘器白吸的。
The vacuum cleaner, you're doing it in vain if it's not plugged in.
冰箱比没有冰箱 还要糟糕,
the fridge is worse off not having it.
所有的东西都不 work.
And nothing works.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们就好像各自各样,每一个人都是一个电器一样。
Brothers and sisters, we're all just like these appliances.
如果基督不在我们里面,
if Christ is not in us,
如果不在基督里面,
if we are not in Christ,
一切所有的东西都是外表的,都是肤浅的,
everything are but superficial, they're just forms.
通通都是不真实的, 通通都是神不要的。
Everything is not real, none of these things God desire.
Christ alone.
Christ alone.
只有在基督里,
only in Christ.
他是一切属灵的都变为实在的。
Everything that is spiritual becomes a reality in us.
所有的东西都是后世的影儿。
Everything are shadows.
本体是基督。
But the reality is Christ.
神的奥秘是基督。
And the mystery of God is Christ.
神的丰富是基督。
The fullness of God is Christ.
我们一起再来唱刚才的409首。
Let's sing 409 together one more time.
阿们，阿们，主啊，阿们，感谢我们赞美你，除你以外，我们没有别的。
아멘. 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 아멘.
Heavenly Father.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you that you blessed us with so much, so much in this life, oh Lord. Jesus, we pray and we thank you for your words tonight. Lord, we pray that our eyes are not focused on the second best. But, oh Lord Jesus, you've given to us completely, oh Lord. And Heavenly Father, you've given your very best, completely poured out to us, oh Lord. And Jesus, oh Lord, help us not to be fools. Help us not to be fools that we would go after the second best. But, oh Lord Jesus, that we would come after you, oh Lord. That there be one passion, one desire, one cry from our hearts. Jesus, we want more of yourself.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, may we be wise.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you so much.
Amen.
We thank you that we have Jesus.
Amen. 是的，我们的心最需要的就是耶稣。
Lord Jesus, what we need the best and what we need the most is you, Lord. Christ alone and Christ forever.
是的, 在你以外,
and apart from you, we want nothing else. Because no other person or thing can truly satisfy our hearts or bring us into peace. And God in Christ has blessed us with every blessing. And through Christ, God wants to lead us into all realities. And tonight we open our hearts completely to you, Lord.
Oh, 耶稣, 你在圣灵的里面, 你来领导我们。
Jesus and the Holy Spirit come to us.
你充满每一个 渴慕你,
fill every heart that needs you, that longs for you.
除去我们里面一切疑问的旧样, 让我们在心灵的新样里面来亲近你, 来侍奉你。
Remove from us the requirements of the letters of the law, that in the newness of life we come and delight ourselves in you.
主我们何等的赞美你。
And so Lord, how we praise you.
你让我们在有限的时间里面认识了你。
And then in the limitation of time, we come to know you.
Oh, 你让我们在有限的时间里面, 我们却跟永恒发生了关系。
And then in confines of space and time, we have something to do with eternity to come.
求你提升我们在座的每一个。
Oh, Lord, you elevated every single one of us.
不管我们原来在怎样的地步, 把我们带到更高之处。
No matter what position we are, we're in, take us to a higher ground.
不管我们原来跟你的关系是多少, 你让我们与你更亲, 能够爱主更深。
No matter where we were, help us to get dear to you and closer to you. And we particularly cry out for our next generation.
主啊,
oh Lord, that in their youth that they would truly know you.
Oh,
and they may taste and know that you are good. That all the days of their life they want to keep their feet in the path of the Lord.
祝福你的教会,
bless your church.
我们在这里要的不光是, 渴慕的,
and we're not just longing for the blessings from you, Lord. We want the giver of the blessing.
Oh, 耶稣,
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣,
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣,
oh, Jesus, we need you forever. Come and fill us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我知道很多人也很渴慕能够更深地被主充满。
And I know many people longs to be filled by the Lord more and more.
今天复活的耶稣是在圣灵里面回到我们中间来。
Today the risen Jesus has returned to us in the Holy Spirit.
当初在道成肉身耶稣基督里面的圣灵。
And when Jesus became flesh, the Holy Spirit that was in Christ.
经过死而复活升天，今天回到我们中间。
Through death, resurrection, ascension has now returned to us.
所以坐在荣耀里的基督，他里面的灵跟在我们里面的灵是一模一样的。
The one who sits in glory, his spirit is the same spirit that is in us.
这是何等伟大的事情！
How glorious is that thought?
一切属灵的实际。
All the spiritual reality.
圣灵来要把我们带进一切的真实。
The Holy Spirit comes to bring us into all truth. He's going to actualize all the blessings. If you need to pick up your kids, you need to go. But if you long for the Lord, you want to stay put and keep praying, stay here and pray. You want to come up here and just kneel before the Lord, it's entirely up to you.
245首。
1, 2, and 4, verses 1, 2, and 4. When you exit from this place, please just remain quiet in the campsite.
神的殿是圣的。
Temple of the Lord is holy.
我们要跟那位至圣者至高者在这里有 divine encounter.
We want to have a divine encounter with the holy.
我希望今天晚上所有在这里的我们都遇见他。
And that every single one of us who is here.
我们的器皿都向他完全的敞开。
Open up our vessels completely towards the Lord.
让他充满我们。
Ask to fill us.
哦，耶稣，让我们今天回家的丰丰富富带着主的同在。
We leave this place. We leave with the fullness of the presence of God.
我们唱一二四节。
Verse 1, 2, and 4.
Thank you.
fill me now, 现在。
Fill me now, the refrain says.
就在现在。
Now.
我们向雅各的祷告说，主你不祝福我们，我们不让你过去。
It's just like the song of songs that says, the Lord, unless you bless me, I will not let you go.
今天晚上遇见我。
The Lord, meet me now.
所以我们再唱一二四，你愿意祷告的可以到前面来。
Verse 1, 2, and 4, as we continue to sing, you want to come forward, come forward. Verse 1 again. Just as our physical body is lost in the fill of oxygen,
我们属灵的生命也一样浸透在神的同在中。
Our spiritual life also be immersed in the presence of God.
我们不需要苦苦挣扎，我们就是向主敞开。
We don't need to bitterly seek or long for; just open up our hearts.
我们带着简单的信心和最深的渴慕，把我们的心向他敞开。
With a simple faith and the deepest of longings, open our hearts to the Lord.
让荣耀的主这时候向我们显现。
The glory of the Lord may appear to us.
让主的灵这个时候来充满我们。
The Spirit of God may fill us now.
耶稣现在就来充满我们。
Lord Jesus, now fill us.
Fill me now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 我们同声向主祷告。
We open our voices together.
用你自己的话向主祷告。
Our own words, our own words, cry out to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, apart from you, apart from Jesus Christ, I am nothing.
Hallelujah, 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 我们都要你，你是我们属灵的实际。 난 이런 이미 이세대가 정말 재밌어. 할렐루야, 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 찬미 예수. 永远是真实的 哈利路亚 我们的感觉都是假的 只有你是真实的 你的应许是实在的 哈利路亚 我们赞美你 我们需要你 圣灵啊 做你奇妙的工作在我们中间 让大风一样吹过我们 让大水一样来浸透我们 哈利路亚 哈利路亚 我们赞美你 我们赞美你